Welcome to Fresh Out Radio Podcast with your host, Amberleah M. Timmons. So I'd like to speak on the topic of love tonight. There are a lot of parents out there, and you may be one of them, that tends to tell their children, "I love you to the moon and back." When you tell your child that you love them to the moon and back, you're telling them you love them with boundaries. Tell them you love them infinitely. When you tell your children you love them infinitely, you're telling them you love them forever. Children might like the imagery that comes with thinking about how that you love them to the moon and back. It might be pretty to think about, but it just doesn't make sense to say "I love you to the moon and back" when you know for a fact that you love your children unconditionally, and you need a phrase that's going to tell them that that's true. That you do love them unconditionally. That you love them forever. You love them infinitely. Well, that's my advice for today. God bless you all. Now on to the weather forecast. It is currently partly sunny at 24 degrees. Your hourly forecast is by 10 p.m. today, it will be 18 degrees. By midnight tonight, it will be 15 degrees. And it will stay 15 degrees until 4 a.m. And at 6 a.m., it will be 13 degrees. On to your extended forecast. Saturday will be sunny with a high of 27. Sunday will be mostly sunny with a high of 28. Monday will be partly sunny with storms with a high of 27. And Tuesday will be 28 degrees with intermittent clouds. According to The Independent, social media is giving children mentality of three-year-olds, warns a researcher. Apparently, social media inhibits one's ability to think for themselves. Social media is having an adverse effect on the mental and emotional maturity of children, a leading neuroscientist has warned, leaving them with the behavioral habits of three-year-olds. Baroness Susan Greenfield, former director of the Royal Institution of Great Britain, told the Daily Telegraph that social media and video games have left children unable to communicate with one another and think for themselves, as they are constantly looking for something to distract them. Quote, what I predict is that people are going to be like three-year-olds, emotional, risk-taking, poor social skills, weak self-identity, and short attention spans, she said. End quote. Greenfield, who is also a senior research fellow at the University of Oxford, supported her claims by citing a study from 2014 conducted by psychologists at Virginia and Harvard universities, which found that students would prefer to give themselves a mild electric shock than to be left alone to think without distractions for 10 minutes. She said that the study suggests people need constant stimulation from their environment every single moment, and implies that they are no longer able to be left to contemplate their own thoughts. This can be particularly detrimental for children with Greenfield suggesting that parents promote activities such as gardening, sports, and reading as a way to reduce screen time and stimulate their imaginations. Digital detox expert and author of Stop Staring at Screens, Tanya Gooden, also claims that reducing use of digital devices could offer significant benefits to children. Quote, I couldn't agree more with Baroness Greenfield, end quote, she tells The Independent. Quote, a study from UCLA found that children who had all digital devices removed from them for a week were better able to read nonverbal communication in others than a group of children who carried on using screens. When you think about what an important skill reading body language is for life, work, school, and relationships, then alarm bells do to start to ring on some of the long-term implications of screen overuse, end quote. Greenfield's comments come 4 years after she claimed that new advancements in digital technology were rewiring children's brains in her book, Mind Change. In the book, she claims that children who used social media and played on digital tablets were more likely to suffer from depression and low self-esteem, in addition to becoming more narcissistic. Such concerns were recently echoed by a group of U.S. child welfare experts who wrote a letter in January to Mark Zuckerberg urging the Facebook founder to remove Messenger Kids, a communications app aimed specifically at children. The letter lambasted the app as harmful and irresponsible, citing studies which have linked social media use amongst children and teenagers to poor mental well-being. And that concludes the duration of our radio podcast for this evening. I hope you are taking care of your children well and making them happy and staying active. I'm just going to end this radio podcast with a prayer. This is a Christian perspective station, and we do prayer here. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, I just pray for the listeners that they are able to show their children that they love them infinitely, that they love their children without boundaries, and that they share their children the love and joy that a parent should. And I just pray for the minds of the children. Lord, we heard a story just now, a new story, about how social media is ruining the brains of children and teenagers. And God, we pray for these children and young adults, these teenagers. We pray for their minds that are ever growing and ever expanding and ever learning. And we pray that they learn to tolerate the rules of the house, at the home, with their parents, and that they can entertain themselves by going to the park and meeting new friends, by going for a jog with their parents or their brother and sister, by getting those rollerblades out that they've been putting away for a couple years. God, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.